Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. I am still your host, Phil Recheck. In this season, I'm doing something a little different. I'm trying to become a better public speaker by writing and recording a new speech every day for 30 days and posting it to YouTube. This is the audio version of that attempt that I'm calling a Speak 30 Challenge. But as always, I'm trying to make the world a better place, one conversation at a time. Speak 30 Challenge, Day 5. The elements of a good speech. The elements of a good speech. I realize that there's a certain amount of hubris being that this is only day 5, and I'm already giving the how to give a good speech. Before you think that this is the equivalent of me watching the NBA game and going out and giving LeBron James some pointers on his jump shot, hear me out. I am not claiming to be the world's best speaker. In fact, that's exactly why I'm doing this. But there are some tips and techniques that I've picked up that help me to really do the best I can in preparing for a speech. In fact, once you master these fundamentals, then you can break the rules. But you need to learn the fundamentals first. The introduction and the conclusion. At some point during your speech, you need to begin it, and then you also need to end it. This is important to keep in mind. If you're not prepared, these two events in your speech may not be very clear. You might stumble into it. I know that we have all been in presentations or talks that we've been required to go to. And you always come into them feeling like, oh gosh, I have to do this thing today. I can't even believe it. It's going to be terrible. But a good introduction can really verbally shake the audience up and say, hey, listen to me, I'm talking here, and get them to feel like they're involved. Now, there's no perfect way to start a speech, but there are some different techniques and methods that, especially if you're starting out, can be really helpful. You can start with some humor, or perhaps a quote that you really like that's relevant to your talk. Or you can say something that startles your audience to really bring them in. Even silence can be a very powerful method to gather everybody in as a group. The introduction is intended to bring people together and give them a preview of what it is you plan to talk about. On the other end of the speech, there's the conclusion. Now, this is the area where I feel most people who prepare speeches lack the most. You go through all this trouble to give a speech, and then you just kind of stop talking and walk off the stage. The conclusion is the last thing that you are going to say to your audience. So you need to make it memorable. It's your last chance to really hammer that point across. A couple effective ways that I've seen to wrap up a speech are a hook or a twist. A hook is a phrase that gets repeated throughout your speech that then gets repeated at the end that really ties your main message across. Think about Barack Obama when he would always use hope while giving and delivering speeches. Brings his whole point across. On the other end is a twist. A twist is a word or phrase that can give your audience a new perspective on the rest of your speech and make them look at it in a new light. The body of your speech. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about the body because the body is what is specific to your speech. The body is the reason why you're standing up there talking to the people. But you need to remain focused on that reason. avoid going on long rambling sidebars so that eventually you have to think, now, how did we get here? What was I trying to make? Avoid that. The other part of a good speech is storytelling. Stories are remembered more than anything else when somebody gives a speech or presentation. So think about it this way. Let's say I'm giving a 5 to 7 minute speech. I want to think about that and structure it in terms of an introduction, then maybe 2 to 3 main points that I want to hammer home. And in that, make sure I have at least one story, followed by a good conclusion. Now, if you need to expand your speech to longer or shorten it up, you can just add or reduce those key points and stories. The delivery of the speech. Yesterday, I was listening to a talk given by the billionaire Peter Thiel, and he made some really good points, but his delivery was really sloppy. Sloppy to the point where it actually distracted me from the message that he was trying to get across. Every other word he was using was, this isn't uncommon. No matter how brilliant you are, when you stand up there and there are a bunch of staring eyes at you, primal instincts kick in. How you deliver the speech is equally as important as what you are saying. I want to repeat this. How you deliver your speech is equally important as what you are trying to say. Your unique manner of delivery should amplify your message and not detract from it. This is where focused practice can help. Avoid things like and like, these filler words that I mentioned before. Using things like cadence and volume can really help bring people in, as well as appropriate gestures can bring people into your speech. All of these are crucial pieces of delivery. But there's also an element of your own unique personality that you want to share with your audience. That way, when you're giving them the message, they're not only getting the information, they're also learning a little bit about you in the process. There's the old saying in marketing that the medium is the message. In speech giving, it's similar, but I would change that phrase a little bit to the message goes through the medium, and you're the medium. In order to best get your information across, you need to have some structure in your speech. You need to help your audience through planning and delivery and a practiced speech. If you're going to go through all of the trouble and anxiety to give a speech, you might as well make it something memorable. Thank you.